everyone, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Lid Radio Podcast. I'm your host for today, Francesca Stainer, and for this episode, we hear from a special guest, Kevin Duncan. Now, Kevin is a business advisor, marketing expert, and author. He's author of several best-selling business books internationally, including the Diagrams book and the Ideas book. His latest book, The Bullshit-Free Book, How to Communicate Clearly and Reclaim Our Language, is just what it says on the tin. Bullshit is everywhere. Some of it is just lazy, some of it is complete nonsense, and yet some is at least trying to communicate something, even if it fails. Best-selling author Kevin Duncan has been on a life's mission to improve business language and understanding. In this book, he weeds out the worst offenders and the contexts in which they most frequently occur to provide readers with a path to clear communication. The book starts with an examination of why we seem to use so much jargon and nonsensical words and phrases in our daily working lives. He then lists and analyses the 100 most popular examples of bullshit used internally and externally, their real meaning, and rates how harmless or dangerous they are. The book ends with advice on dealing with bullshitters and a manifesto to help anyone achieve clear, bullshit-free communication. So today we hear from Kevin about how to deal with bullshitters. Now over to Kevin.
Dealing with bullshitters. Here are 10 questions to ask a bullshitter. One of the best ways to deal with bullshitters is to question everything they say. So try some of these. 1. Do you really believe that? Leave a decent pause and see if they repeat it or change tack. 2. Do you really mean that? If they say yes, consider saying, "How extraordinary," to make them look daft. 3. What is the source of the information for that? Put them on the spot to see if they have any evidence. 4. Do you think that's a fair comparison? To be used when they're conflating two very different things. 5. This seems too good or bad to be true. Are you sure? Highlight the unlikely nature of the extreme position they're taking. 6. That figure seems inordinately high. Are you sure you have it right? Put doubt in their mind. Perhaps they've slipped a decimal point. 7. Have you considered more than one view about this? Suggest a more open-minded approach to the subject. 8. So what you're saying is X. Is that right? Repeat back their bullshit with some plainer language, and then see if they still agree. 9. Can I just check that I heard those numbers correctly? Repeat them back, emphasising the big ones incredulously. And 10. Have you always believed this, or is this a newly held opinion? This flushes out those who repeat the last thing they heard on a subject. Now 10 questions to ask yourself. This is how to question someone's stated authority by analysing what they're saying in your own head. Ask yourself, 1. Did they cite the authority correctly? Check the source for accuracy. 2. Can that authority be trusted to tell the truth? Check the source for validity. 3. Is the cited authority in fact an authority in the appropriate area? Sometimes unqualified people comment on topics that they just don't understand. 4. Is there agreement among appropriate experts on this issue? Consensus is helpful. Disagreement suggests the view on this issue is uncertain. 5. Why is an appeal to authority being made at all? People often protest too much or cite bogus data. 6. Who is telling me this? Do I trust the person saying this? What do they stand to gain? 7. Are they making unfair comparisons? They may be pulling random facts from different places to sound good or confuse an issue. 8. Is their claim too good or too bad to be true? Either extreme may reveal that the claim is false. 9. Is the order of magnitude of what they're saying likely to be true? Figures that seem ludicrously extreme are often just wrong. And 10. Could there be multiple explanations here? Most things can be explained in different ways. Overall, question the numbers. When bombarded by numbers that you suspect to be bogus, try asking, what do you mean? All? Some? Many? Or most? This will flush out likely levels of exaggeration. Then explain your feelings. This is a formula from Thomas Erickson's book Surrounded by Psychopaths for dealing with a manipulative bullshitter. If they're trying to get you to agree with their bullshit, try this structure. 1. When you describe what they're doing that you want them to stop. 2. I feel. Describe exactly what sort of negative feeling is created. 3. If you stopped, specify the objectionable behaviour. And instead, describe the behaviour you want. Then 4. I'm going to feel, and that's the feeling you want to have, a better outcome. So that's, when you X, I feel Y. If you stopped, and instead did something else, then I'm going to feel a better reaction. So that's how to deal with bullshitters when explaining your feelings. Now let's talk about good habits. Try to practice a more inquisitive approach to become adept at countering bullshit. Burst your bubble. Read more widely to experience different views. Engage System 2. This is your more logical, considered response, not your emotional response. Learn some stats. Inform yourself on topics where you often encounter bullshit. Treat narratives you believe as skeptically as ones you don't, so question your own views. And try not to succumb to conspiratorial thinking. It might be true, but it might not. And finally, cheeky tactics. If all else fails, try some of these. Take what they have just said literally and reveal the exaggerations and absurdities of it. Translate it into plain and clear English and say it back to them to show how ludicrous it all sounds. And finally, you could try saying, "You sound ridiculous. Do you want to retract that?"
Thank you so much for joining us today. And do remember to keep an eye on our social media, at Lid Publishing on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and at Lid Business Media on LinkedIn, where we'll be sharing more podcasts, books and thought leadership from people such as Kevin Duncan. Take care and see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.